Seven is on something about the
Okay, thank you. So our next speaker is Peter Chubb, talking about his experiences dealing with high school students and Arduino. Thank you, Peter.
Let me try and keep this on. This there, can you hear me? Oh, what's happened here? I skipped about 10,000 things. Let's go back to slide one. Right. John Judge should be giving this talk, but unfortunately he's actually leading a group of high school students at this moment through the residential components of the Embedded Systems Challenge. So every year, the National Computer Science School runs a challenge. This consists of two parts. The first part is an online course where, in the past, students from year 7 up to year 12 could enroll, send in $10 and learn to program in Python. 2 years ago, Chris Nichols, who's our boss, he runs the embedded systems component within NICTA, decided, let's get them interested in embedded systems programming instead. So we started an embedded challenge in 2008. It's exactly the same format as the Python embedded challenge, but this time you've got hardware to play with. We sent out an Arduino DSMelia board, a little breadboard and a handful of components to each student who enrolled. The first time, as it was a beta, they got it for free, which is a pretty good deal, and led them through programming in the C subset that the Arduino understands, taught them how to build a few circuits and experiment with a few things, and after 6 weeks of that, they were pretty up in using the wire library, in talking to the serial port, in reading from the sensors and writing to the outputs and building stuff. It's all fun. Then, the ones who were in year 11 and 12, we took away for a 7-day residential course at Sydney Uni. When they were there, they got to plug the things into the iRoomba. If you want to look it up, that's the place to go. If any of you people know kids, anything from year 6 up, through to year 12, who want to spend some time learning some real programming as opposed to the basic and whatever logo and stuff they learn at school, point them at this website and get them to enroll. It's fun. What I want to do now is show you the first, if I can get back here, week 4. This is what it looks like, and we send them a little movie like this each time. So there's the... There's the Arduino, and they've got a digital sensor there, but using the I2C protocol, a bar graph there, and so forth. And they'd have to write something that would essentially display the temperature on the bar graph. So a very simple thing for us to do, but this is about week 3 into the course. We'll go back to the other bit. Is that coming up? Wait. Okay. So we ended up, when it was plugged into the robot, it looks more like this. So you've got the Arduino there, a bigger breadboard, and this time we've got a 2-line display on there. The problem with this is that the kids complained that building the hardware was too hard. It wasn't what they signed up to do. They wanted to learn embedded programming. They didn't want to learn how to put hardware together. What's more, if you've got something like that, wiggle one wire and you're shot. I would have said, welcome to the real world. Normally you've got a buggy compiler as well. But they didn't like that. So what we did was we designed this board. Oh, hang on, that's a picture of it inside the robot first. And I should have shown you another movie. I'll come back to the movie in a minute. So this board's got a 3-line LCD display. That button there is the 2 buttons, an infrared transmitter and receiver so you can work out where you're going and search out things. Got 2 push buttons for fun. Got a whole heap of LEDs that you can do bar graphs on and funky backwards and forwards displays on. It's got a potentiometer that you can turn round and vary the voltage on. That's connected to one of the analog inputs so you can measure between 0 and 255 depending on what the rotation is. It's got a temperature sensor that runs using the I2C protocol. It's got an LDR, so you can actually measure how much light's falling onto the board. It's got a piezo buzzer, so you can annoy the heck out of your parents by making it try and play Silent Night or something. And it has an accelerometer, which I've just noticed I've spelt wrong. And it's got a connector for the iMobot, so you've only got one connector to the connection to brake instead of hundreds. So you've got quite a lot of stuff sitting on the board. Well, this year was the, sorry, last year was the first year we used these. We sent out, I think it was about 40 of these to students all around the state. And after the main part of the programming course, we said, okay, you show us what you can do with it. We challenge you to do something with this board that's interesting. The online course was very similar C content to the first bit. We covered C programming, we covered I2C, we covered debouncing of switches, Boolean algebra. And this young lady, Zoe Petrulios, who's in year 9, at a, I forget which school, unfortunately, she produced a really neat game that used many of the features of the board. What it does is you start off with the thing like this, and you do a calibration run, like you turn the thing here until it says calibrate on the screen, then you push the button and it says, oh, we're going to calibrate now. And that calibrates the accelerometer. And then after that, it detects where you're moving the board. And it divides the area up in front of you into 1, 2, 3 segments and starts sending monsters at you. And then you push the little button here. I'll just start the game. Oh, hang on. There's monster calibrating again. Yeah, I'll just start the game. Da-di-da-di-da-di-da. Wait for it to start. Just loading. Okay. And it beeps, flies it. And then it tells you that you're in region 1, and you push the button there, and it, the number of LEDs light is how far your how fast your rocket is going. And little targets come along here, and you've got to shoot them. And if you only do a short one, it only goes a little way. If you do a big one, it goes a long way. And it keeps track of things, and it's pretty good. You can have a go, you can have a play with it later. So she won. I think she got to keep the board or something as a prize. But yeah, so it's real fun. Anyway, I want to show you the movie. Pardon? Yeah, oh, yeah, please. Oh, the next one doesn't really matter for the movie. Then for iRobots.
I'll just put this into full screen mode if I can find the mouse.
This is after the residential course last year when we were still using the old system. This was happening during LCA last year, but in Sydney. Right.
So that's inside the robot. The aim is to get out of the maze. That little tricky bit there is quite tricky. It's using infrared sensors to detect where the silver tape is, and it's trying to get out. It just meant to get out this time, and it doesn't seem to be able to do it, even though it's trying quite hard.
But that's after, you know, 5 weeks online, learning from nothing, basic C, to being able to program a robot in the 4 days that they had. This is about day 4 of the challenge. Yeah. And it's just about run out of time, this one. I don't know what's happening with this. Back in the bottle. Yeah. So this one going to get out? They were divided into teams of 3 people. And they were mixed sex, mixed age. The only problem is that we, because of the child protection regulation, we couldn't have kids younger than about year 11 in the embedded course. That's not in the residential course.
Yay, get out. people are now behind the robot. The beacon is there, and it has to go in that way. You couldn't hear, but the buzzer was going then to try and play a little song. This one's running 2-for-1 in speed. So we're looking for other people who can help us do this stuff. Is it the website? Tell your friends. If you're living in New South Wales or Victoria or Queensland, we can do it all. The kids had a great deal of fun. Unfortunately, as I said, we had to... younger kids couldn't come on the residential course. But some of the best performers in the online course were actually not from high school, they're from primary schools, last year primary school. So they did really, really well, and they had great fun, and they actually learnt to program, you know, the Arduino, which you've been looking at all morning. It's good stuff. Are there any questions?
Yes.
Yep. It had a pair of infrared sensors, and it had a bump sensor. Any other questions? The Arduino board on top, you had two downward-looking, an infrared transmitter and an infrared receiver. So it could go forward and then it could detect that it was on the line. Other questions? Any of you got kids or brothers or cousins who might want to be involved next year? No, not in New Zealand. Yeah, sorry. We're only doing it in New South Wales at the moment. It costs, like I said, $10 to do the course, and then if you want the equipment, you know, the Arduino board, this one, it costs another $55. That's heavily discounted because they cost about $150 to make. Okay? Anyway, I'll pass this round so you can have a look at it, but I do want it back.
Was the feedback from the children good using that board?
I haven't heard yet because they were running last week when I was on leave and the results haven't got, but I suspect it would be. Doing the game challenge was great. I mean, Zoe got one. There were a number of ones. It was a one-dimensional Pong game where you had to send a light backwards and forwards and hit it. And actually surprisingly hard because they programmed the lights to go on a parabolic rate of acceleration across the things. Yeah. But it's basically an Arduino with all the peripherals glued onto the board. I'll pass that now. Have a look. Any other questions while that's going around? Yeah? There are lots and lots of libraries, but it's just the standard Arduino ones. So a lot of the wire library, which is the I2C interconnection, the standard serial libraries, the standard analog read-write libraries, nothing special. Yeah? Up back there? From school, they've got to be enrolled in a school. So from year 7 up, that's about 11. 10 would be fine. We're flexible. If the kids and their teachers, because their teachers have to sign on to this, think that they're ready for doing it, then go it. One thing that's been quite popular, particularly in girls' schools, is that the teacher organizes things and gets them into groups so they do things and they share the hardware. It doesn't have to be, but we prefer it is. Because we also have a fairly strong teacher support thingy. Yes. Yes. Any other questions? There was one in the middle there, wasn't there? There's basically a serial port. And it talks some protocol. I can't remember what it is. Any other questions? Yeah. Why the robot? Because it's fun. Oh, they sponsored us and gave us a whole heap. Any other questions?
How will you take the older students a bit further
with that? Basically, we don't. We want to get them to the point where they're able to go for themselves. The kids themselves are set up forums and things like that, where they interact and they keep on interacting after the science school. Quite a lot of the time they'll do the Python course 1 year and come back for the embedded change the following year. Any other questions? Because I think we're just about done. It's time for the next speaker. Okay, well, thanks everybody.